thanks to the Sinn Féin members across Westerlo who put their trust in me. And I also want to pay a special thanks and best wishes to Oroquan MLA Melissa McHugh. So I'm looking forward to getting started on Monday. I haven't just been co-opted yet, but I have been selected as the party's replacement for Melissa, who announced last week that he was retiring. And I suppose what I'm looking forward to is continuing to work hard for the people across Westerlo, just as I have for the last 3 years for the people across the Fair NBA. We face huge challenges at the moment, but I'm looking forward to working with as many people as I can, especially as a part of a strong Sinn Féin team in the Assembly, to try and do the best that we can for workers and families and the communities that we represent.
Is there any issue in particular that will be at the top of your agenda?
I suppose there's a big entry for all elected reps at the moment. As I say, we face many issues, but I suppose particularly here in Westerlo, I want to see progress made on the A5. I know the Infrastructure Minister has been working very hard to get progress in relation to the A5 project. As a former member of the A5N2 cross-border working group, that's certainly going to be a priority for myself. I also want to get out and listen to people, particularly the community and voluntary sector, who have faced funding cuts after funding cuts imposed on them by the British government. And I want to work with them and listen to them and try and find ways that we can best support them. But also to go out, I suppose, and listen to our young people. That's what politics is about. That's what I'm in politics for. It's about building a better future. And there has to be a better future for everybody. So it'll be like going out and listening to those young people in my constituency and seeing what it is that we need to work on in order to create a better life so that people can stay here in Westerlo and you know, move back and raise a family and all the rest. So those are only a couple of issues, but I'm really looking forward to getting started on Monday.
Listening to young people, I suppose, will be very important in particular. We see a lot, and quite similarly here in Donegal, of young people going elsewhere to try and find a better life.
Absolutely, and I think whatever our future looks like, we need to make sure that people are able to love here and to thrive here. And I've talked about this before. We are losing the best that we have. We are losing some of the most talented people that we have, young people that we have, because they simply don't see a future here. We need to change that. And I suppose I have a role as a public representative, as an elected representative, to go out and speak to young people and find out exactly what it is. I mean, I am a young person myself, so I know, but particularly across the more rural parts of Westerlo, what is it that needs to change in order for young people to have a better future here, a more successful future here, and to make sure that we are not losing our best and most talented to Canada, to Australia, to America? What is it that will help them stay, and what is it that we can do to make that possible?